We posed a question on WGN Radio Sports, the Twitter account, and I think it's a fair question. We've gotten some backlash, but that's what comes with Twitter. Aside from, come on. And you're right. Yeah, you're right. There's nothing but angels out there on social media, especially Twitter. Aside from Kane and Taves, which Blackhawks player made the biggest impact in the team's three cup run? We've only got four options available on the poll settings, so we gave the option to reply with someone like Patrick Sharp, but we put in there Marian Hossa, Duncan Keith, Brent Seabrook, and Niklas Hjalmarsson. Right now, the leaders are Duncan Keith, Marian Hossa. Those are the two heavy favorites. Mm-hmm. Duncan Keith, 48%, Marian Hossa, 46%. Nick Hjalmarsson at 4%, and Brent Seabrook at 2%. I only believe maybe one person commented Sharp. Somebody commented Crawford, which, okay, valid option, but he wasn't there for all three cups.
Two of those, so. 13 and 15 ones. And definitely instrumental in that, but I would tend to agree that Keith, Hossa, a close 1-2 one way or another. But I think as, the Blackhawks had two great defensive pairings during those runs, but the way... You know, taking nothing away from Marian, the impact that Duncan had just in terms of churning out those minutes and the reliability and how great he was back then, I'd maybe have to give a slight edge to Duncan Keith, but I don't think there's a wrong answer between him and Marian Hossa.
I wonder what Chris Chelios would think about that question, but we're gonna bring him in right now. Chris Chelios is going to be at the Jewel Osco in Chicago at 12:24. It sounds like Chris is still trying to get acquainted with us. But, again, he's going to be at the Jewel Osco tomorrow at 1224 South Wabash at 4:30 to 6:30, signing bottles of his El Bandito Yankee tequila. Chris, are you there?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Yep, I'm here.
Absolutely. Yeah, great to have you. So what can you tell us about the event tomorrow? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I've been going to Jewel Osco's since I was a kid, and it was my dream to have my own tequila.
There you
someday.
Go.
But I've been shopping there for years, and I've got to know a few of the staff members, and we came out with the tequila about 6 months ago. So I'll be there tomorrow from 4:30 to 6:30, signing bottles, taking pictures, autographs, and should be a lot of fun. But we got a great product. I'm trying to get it to be the best tequila, hopefully someday in Chicago, and everybody knows it.
Well, Joe and the entire radio staff, anytime there's a Blackhawks goal, it's tied right in there.
Oh, yeah, we go
so
off.
So promoting. All we need is a little bit more offense, though. So to hear it a little bit more.
I'd choose more defense than offense, quite honestly, at this point. Those poor goaltenders, they're letting them hang out to dry, Lankinen and the other kid. But you know what? It's been a tough year, and, we'll see, but... it's just, that night the other night with Taze and seeing everybody back there, all the former guys, that was pretty cool. Pretty emotional night for everyone.
Absolutely. Chris, you've probably got to be as busy as you have been since retiring nowadays. You've got a Yankee tequila company out there, you're on national television, and you're kind of a full-time grandpa now, right, with Kaylee moving back?
Yeah, I mean, I went from, like everyone else, during COVID, sitting around for a year and a half, and I absolutely lost my mind, so I decided I was going to take a job or two, and now I'm, trying to keep up. But, the ESPN thing's been a lot of fun. It's been great being around hockey again, working with Messi. I've covered a lot of the Hawks games, and Steve Levy and their crew, and then, of course, being an ambassador with the Hawks, that's always, it's great since I've been back for three years now. The works have brought me back, and it's been great. I look forward to doing this for a long time. And now they've hired my daughter, Kaylee, on the telecast, so that's been kind of awesome, too. So, it's good to be back in Chicago. It was a long time I was gone, and it's been great being back these past 3 years.
Yeah, wonderful to have you back, too. I know, Hawks fans, when you put on that other sweater at the end of your career, sometimes they have to step back a little bit, but hopefully they've embraced you well enough. And, you're doing that studio work with Messier. Man, both of you got you squared off with him, I imagine, a couple hundred times during the course of your career. Both of you had a little bit of a mean streak. And I remember on the Vegas broadcast, you were talking about what it's like to go into a new room after a trade deadline, especially when you go to an arch rival. But what's it been like working with Messier? Because I'm sure you two had your scraps in front of the net through the years.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's really amazing that all the years we've played, we never once faced each other in the playoffs, so I thank my lucky stars that never happened, because Keenan would have had me chasing him around the rink you know, trying to chop his ankles off or his wrists off. But yeah, he was one of the best competitors, best leaders, and he's pretty intense on the air too. He takes it real serious. But you know, I think they showed a highlight of me one time cracking him in the nose, and he's bleeding all over the place. And I looked at him, I go, oh my God, I hope I don't have to go out against him again. But what a great guy he is, and you know, we only really got to know each other during the All-Star game. So like, I'm really lucky to be working with him.
You know, somebody else that I think he got in a scrap with, and I think the only reason he remembers it is because it was his first fight, is Tyson Nash. And now he's starting to get floated around on social media for his comments of the Coyotes Anaheim Ducks game not too long ago. Chris, I know this is kind of a topic right now where you can't win. No matter what you say, whatever side you take about, you know, the old school rules of hockey and defending your team and not allowing the other team to kind of showboat. There's really no winner in this conversation. But, I mean, do you have an opinion on that? Are you okay with the game kind of evolving?
I mean, it's a different game for sure. And it's evolution. It's just the way guys in the 50s, we're probably saying in the 60s, we're saying the same thing about us, I'm sure. And now I think the whole thing, everybody, the sensitivity thing, the, you know, trying to protect players. Before, the players held each other accountable. The league, you know, with guys in offices and sometimes never played the game, making decisions, whether it be suspensions or rules. But, I mean, you know, you talk to younger kids, and I think they don't know any different, so they enjoy the new skill game. If you talk to an older generation of people, you know, they don't quite like the new the type of game and the skill game. But at the end of the day, when you get to the playoffs, you know, the cream rises to the top, and these big physical North American style teams and the hitting, and they're the ones that seem to be around, you know, the last 10, 12 years. The Bostons, the St. Louis had big teams, Tampa, and the Hawks, when they were winning their cups, they had some real big, tough and guys. So I still think that's the way the game needs to be played.
You mentioned the ceremony the other night, and Marian Hossa is going to have a little additional ceremony coming up on Thursday night. I just asked you what it was like to go up against Mark Messier, but you played a lot against Marian Hossa. What was it like going up against him as, you know, he rightfully takes his place as a Blackhawk and officially retiring after signing a one-day contract on Thursday?
I mean, Hossa, he was a horse. You could not intimidate him. He was, you know, he was a very honest, clean player, but skilled and hardworking. And you know, anything you threw him, he just took it and did his job. He was a great leader, a great teammate. You can't say enough about Hossa. I saw him the other night there, got a chance to talk to him. We played together for that year in Detroit when we went to the finals, and good for Hossa. I mean, unfortunate the way how his career ended, but you know, it's great to see the Blackhawks recognizing him and retiring him as a Blackhawk.
You talked about Kaylee getting involved in the Blackhawks broadcast. You've gotten to work with her a few times, but even just being around the United Center while she's on the mic, whether it's TV or radio, how cool is that? I mean, it's one thing to be just like a dad proud moment, but for her to be relishing in this role right now where you had relished years ago, what's that been like for you?
I mean, honestly, it's like watching your kid play a game or a sporting event. Yeah. I get nervous when she goes on. I start finding myself smiling and then laughing. Out of all my kids, she is most like me. And oh yeah, she played the game. She played lacrosse over at Northwestern and won a championship there. And she loves it. You know, it's hard. You know, she's a mother now, has two kids, and I think she's going to have more. But for her to be able to lucky enough to be able to pull this off, to have family close enough between, you know, the Vitale family, who she's married, Danny Vitale, who was a Packer and played for a couple other teams in the NFL. It's great having family around and being able to watch your kids, and it allows her to really follow and pursue her career. And it's too good to be true, but you know, I love seeing her on the rink. It's comical to be walking around and then see your daughter all of a sudden. Trust me.
Well, she's doing a bang up job, a fantastic job, and you know, anyone who was aware of her work the last few years down in Tampa Bay realized that it was a great addition to Hawks broadcast. I want to talk about another member of your family. We learned, you know, kind of surprisingly, that you know, Jake was going to be competing for the Chinese Olympic team a couple of months back, and I know he's in the KHL right now. Not to turn this thing too heavy, but is there any concern on your behalf about safety? Are they still playing the KHL games in Russia while all this is going on, and what has he been able to tell you about the whole vibe and situation going on over there?
Yeah, they're playing, and I think playoffs are probably just about over. But when all this went down with Ukraine, obviously the Finnish team that's in the KHL and the Chinese team that's in the KHL both pulled out. Mm. So that was, you know, it wasn't really an issue. And I'm you know, obviously as a parent and what's going on, that's the first time I obviously was really concerned. So now next year is up in the air, of course, with what's going on over there. He actually just flew to Italy today to play for the Chinese national team to try and qualify for the next Olympics. So he's in Italy for about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, and then he goes to Croatia for the tournament. But they're playing, you know, teams like from Jerusalem and Mexico and Istanbul. So I think they should be okay.
Wow.
But it's, you know, like I said, it's really unfortunate what's happening in the world. And like you mentioned, for him, there's no way he'll go back to Russia right now to, you know, there's plenty of jobs here that he can take in the AHL or somewhere else or one of those other countries.
Right. Well, you got plenty of reasons to be proud right now, so that's very cool. Does Jewel Osco know they've got to stock up extra hard on popcorn for you tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Just a coincidence. The girl working there, her name's Gidget. We have history from, you know, Donnie Cruz at Stanley's. We go far back. And it's a small city and world when you're in the alcohol business, bar business. So, yeah, she called me today and asked how much she should order. And I said, make sure, because I'm hopefully going to be signing a lot of bottles for a lot of people are going to be tasting some good tequila tomorrow.
Maybe Benny the Bull will go and hand deliver it, one of those 10-foot bags.
We don't want that. Hey, before we let you go, what game are you at tonight? I'm hearing whistles in the background.
You know what? I'm actually at Third Fifth Arena, and there's some kids on the ice, but I'm here with the alumni. Seth Jones is here tonight, and he does a little Q&A with the alumni here, all the supporters, and, you know, Cliff Coral, and I don't know, but I didn't get a chance. You guys called right when I walked in. Troy Murray usually attends some of these. So I try and, you know, do as much as I can with the alumni. I had Bobby Hull out yesterday for lunch yesterday. And I'm a big part of the history of the Blackhawks because I grew up here watching them and a lot of my childhood heroes. So, yeah, like I said, it's a close family, and Cliff Coral's done an amazing job with the alumni.
Well, very cool. Chris, thanks so much for jumping on, and have a lot of fun tomorrow signing those bottles at Jewel.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. That's Chris Chelios again.
That's a true Chicago guy, growing up with Jewel Osco. You know?
Right?
That's
right?
When you know he's from Chicago.
He'll be at the one at 1224 South Wabash tomorrow from 4:30 to 6:30.